broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good morning from Lanikai on Oahu. This is the 69th playing of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. The women who make it happen year after year, 21 committees handling everything from flowers to trophies to arranging for the rules officials, the golf course set up with, of course, the Mid-Pacific Country Club's Jason Amoy, the superintendent of golf. It is the Mid-Pacific Country Club's women's division, and they've been doing it for 69 years. Last year's champion, Natsumi Nakashima, 18-year-old from Okinawa, won back-to-back Jenny K titles, turned pro as soon as she won the Jenny K last year. So this year, no defending champion. But we have another top amateur from Japan at the top of the leaderboard. This weekend, it's also the second annual U.S. Women's Amateur. It's being played at Pine Needles. The PGA Championship is underway. No doubt you've heard. It's day three with no Tiger Woods, no Brooks Koepka in the lead by 7 strokes. The superlatives keep coming from all around the world of golf about how amazing Brooks Koepka is. Well, Tiger Woods didn't make the cut. You wonder why. He's the Masters champion. Well, he wasn't feeling well. He didn't play since winning the Masters a month ago. He didn't play the practice round he had scheduled to play on Wednesday. He was simply a no-show. And he's also being sued for a wrongful death in a case involving his restaurant. You might say his head and his heart were not in the game the past 2 days, and he just did not have it together at all. But we're going to get together right here at the 69th Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, and in this Gloria Media Center, we want to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we really need to say a thank you to a big mahalo to all of the 2019 sponsors of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, Daughters of Hawaii, Nahoku, Nan Inc., Quality Air Conditioning and Service, Ten Buck Club, and the Okoi Foundation. Without you, of course, and many other sponsors, this would not be possible. This beautiful 69th Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. Let's talk with the women's division. The ladies here at Mid-Pacific Country Club have a way about making this a new event every year, new, young, energized, and today, but they bring with them the past. For 69 years, this tournament's been played, and as we all talk about growing the game of golf today, back 69 years ago, the same was said about the women's game. And the mayor of this beautiful island, since we are the city and county of Honolulu, it was Mayor Wilson, and his wife was Jenny Kay. And she was not a golfer, but she loved the sport. She loved Mid-Pacific Country Club. Lanikai is a beautiful place to be on the Kailua side. And she lent her name to the tournament. I'd like to bring in now Mona Parker, Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division Chair. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you for having me.
Isn't it beautiful? It's got to be one of the most gorgeous views ever. And our GM, Jim Sweeter, is right here, of course, and gives us his office and this beautiful round table. Tell me a little bit about just what the history of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational means to the women's division.
Well, we're trying to maintain that tradition that Jenny K. started. It's a tournament that everyone loves to play in, I believe. It's about camaraderie and friendship, just getting together every year. Every year, when I'm out there greeting the players as they register, I see old friends. And then we make new friends. We have newer, younger players or people who are newer to the game and new to the tournament, too. So it's a great tradition.
It is. And I love what Ann Miller said in the Star Advertiser, her article about the Jenny K. Wilson, that in a way this is one of the gems in the Triple Crown of golf. For women's golf here in Hawaii, we have the Stroke Play Championship, the Match Play Championship, and we have the Jenny K. Wilson, all four amateur golfers. And our flights, I remember one year, I think the youngest playing was 12 and the oldest was 88. So we have flights for every golf that wants to still compete in this game and have fun.
Mm-hmm. And we tried to start a senior division, a senior flight this year, but we couldn't get enough women. We just needed 8, and we were just short. So I think we'll continue to try that next year, just to encourage the players that were here, that played from in the beginning, earlier years, but they're not able to play three days in a row.
Yes.
So senior division would have been just 2 days, but I think we'll continue to try that.
I think the Mid-Pac Open does the same thing for their senior division. They have seniors that play, instead of the 4-day tournament, they play 3 days.
Yes.
And then their score, the winner comes out. And if they want to go on and play the fourth day, they certainly can. I think David Ishii is one of those who plays no matter what, all rounds of golf, and is always in contention. He's one of those guys. We have an incredible leaderboard that we want to highlight, of course, here today. It's interesting that we don't have a defending champion, that our defending champion went on and became a professional player. Marielle Galdiano is still playing college golf. Mm-hmm. But her goal is to go on and become an LPGA player. And that seems to be the route that so many of our players are taking here from Jenny K and going on to college, and then after college going into the LPGA or the Symetra Tour.
Yeah, I see some of the names here, past winners. I believe Stephanie Klonos on the tour. Well, and of course, Michelle Wee,
yes.
And Nicole Sakamoto.
Yes, all doing very well. So that's what we have happening here at the Jenny K. Wilson. We've got Ron Syrak checking in with us from the U.S. Senior Women's Open. This is the second. It's at Pine Needles, and we're going to catch up with Ron, but we're going to take a break and come back to the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational at the Mid-Pacific Country Club right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Cut it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment helps you get it done with our Christmas and year-end warehouse blowout sale. Honda EB and EU 2800 generators for $9.99. EU 3000, $21.99. Echo, chainsaws starting at $1.99. And we throw in the chain. Maruyama and Echo Weed Eaters starting at $2.99. Husqvarna Model S at closeout pricing. Aloha Power Equipment in both Sand Island and Waipahu. Your landscape is growing.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
experts on call.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
It's going to be an absolutely beautiful day. I know there's a lot of cloud cover across the Ko'olau, and that's just going to make this Mid-Pacific Country Club play a little bit more like target rather than roll golf. We're going to have a little bit more target golf than links golf here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. Our forecast is partly sunny, windward and mocha. That means over the mountains, scattered showers over across the leeward side at times. We're going to have more rain in the morning. It's going to dry out in the afternoon. So as this day rolls on, we'll maybe see a little bit more roll on the course. The winds are out of the east, 15 to 20 miles per hour. And I was talking with the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division. They put on the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational about all the women who have played. Michelle Wee won at the age of 11. Many of our players going on and pursuing a professional career in the game of golf. So I want to congratulate Brittany Yada, who played many years here at Jenny K. She won the Hurricane Creek Classic Championship on the Women's All-Pro Tour. Stephanie Kono playing this week in the Symetra Tour, the Symetra Classic. She finished out of the top 10, but as this season rolls along, Stephanie is the defending champion at the French Lick Resort, where she won the Donald Ross Classic last year. Ron Syrak, Global Golf Post, and of course Golf Channel contributor. You can find him at ronsyrak.com. He's special to the LPGA, author of the Vision 54 trilogy. He is at the U.S. Senior Women's Open, the second. This year it's at Pine Needles Lodge and Golf Club, a Donald Ross design. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron Syrak.
Danielle, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure to be with you.
I saw a great clip with you. You were talking with Dame Laura Davies, the defending champion. She won last year. And you had a chance to interview her. You guys were looked like you were rolling in tears. What is she like?
Well, interviewing Dame Laura, you pretty much throw one question out and then listen to her talk. She's an amazing woman.
Yeah, I mean, but she's got a sense of humor. In addition to loving to be a, you know, she races cars. She's a soccer player. She does so much.
I've seen her play soccer. I've seen her play tennis as well as golf, and she's just an amazing natural athlete. Just a really, really gifted athlete, and she loves all sports too. And oh, by the way, she loves getting a bet down on sports every now and then also.
So our leaderboard: Helen Alfredson, Laura Davies, Lisa DiPaolo, Julie Inkster, Jane Crafter, Becky Iverson, Danielle Macapane, Barbara Moxness, Trish Johnson. That's how it finished yesterday. Kay Cockrell is playing. Amy Stubblefield playing on this in this event. It's a 120-player field, 34 amateurs qualifying. Why do you think the USGA at this point decided to start a U.S. Senior Women's Open?
Well, I think that they knew that that it was a hole in their championship schedules, that they needed an event for professionals over the age of 50, women professionals over the age of 50. They also know that it's going to be good for growing the game of golf, because when they created the men's senior open, that spawned the senior tour. It spawned what's now the PGA Tour Champions. And I think that the hope is that the creation of this event could do a similar sort of thing for the women's game. There is a Legends Tour out there, but they have only about a half dozen events this year. There's not a lot of money to be made there. The hope is that this could lead to a really robust tour out there for senior women, so that the fans get to see their heroes, you know, get to see these legends of the game go out and play. And believe me, there was nothing more fun than watching 80-year-old Joanne Carner play walk 36 holes here this week.
You know, last year she shot her age, 79. This year she's 80. She didn't make a cut. I think, what was it? She shot an 80, 83 or 81, 83?
Yeah, and, you know, last year she played the last five holes of the first round, one under par to shoot her age. I mean, that just shows you that champions never stop being champions. She was grinding to the end. And I asked her yesterday after her round, after she missed the cut, I said, so, you know, is this it for you, Joanne? You going to come back? And she said, why not? She said, it's just too much fun not to play.
And she loves the competition. Dame Laura up against the younger Helen Alfredson. Is she younger?
Yeah, Helen is younger. It's probably about 56 and 52, I would say, in there. But, you know, I'll give you a bit of news. What happened this morning, Trish Johnson started her round eagle birdie, par birdie. So the last I looked when I left the media center, it was Trish Johnson, Laura Davies, and Helen tied for the lead at one over par with Julie Inkster two strokes off the lead. So the leaderboard shaping up to really, really to where we might have a great weekend here. It's the best women golfer over the age of 50 are at the top of the leaderboard right now.
Can I see just our athletes that are coming up, like we're seeing at the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, these young ladies as they start, and when I say young ladies, we have ladies playing in this amateur invitational into their 60s, 70s, 80s, as I was talking with the women's division who puts this together. They wanted a senior flight. They had seven. They needed eight to make the flight. But they're athletes, and the women were watching on the LPGA Tour. They're mothers, and they still want to compete. And for them to stop because they're turning 50 doesn't make sense. You're always an athlete. It's just in your blood to want to continue. And if that's your dream, then to go on and have a senior tour, that's an amazing opportunity, and it makes just a whole lot of sense to me. Also, to see what the USGA is finding, this pine needles, the Donald Ross design, next year, Brooklawn Country Club, Fairfield, Connecticut, in July, an A.W. Tillinghast design, all these really beautiful courses. We are at a Seth Rayner course. They just hold up and are challenging golf courses.
This is an amazing golf course, Pine Needles. I've covered three U.S. Women's Opens here, and the winners were Annika Sörenstam, Kari Webb, and Christy Kerr. Two Hall of Famers and a third person who's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. So this course has always identified true champions, and it's really a deviously difficult golf course. It looks big, but it plays small. Wide fairways, big greens, but man, you got to hit your targets. And if you miss your target by just a little bit, particularly around the greens, the runoff areas are really, really punishing. They take you into these collection areas, and we're making up and down from it is really hard. This course is testing the short games, and I think the first day, you look, Dame Laura shot 75, Trish Johnson shot 75, Julie Inkster shot 78, and then all three of them did much better on Friday. I think they realized the key to this course is dial back your game. Don't try to attack this golf course. Play it subtly, take what it gives you, and try to avoid the big numbers, because if you make a mistake on this course, it'll punish you.
Awesome. This is Ron Syrak, Global Golf Post, Golf Channel contributor, special to the LPGA. Where are you next weekend?
Well, next weekend I go back, but the weekend after that I'll be at the U.S. Women's Open at the Country Club of Charleston, which is a golf course I haven't been to, but I hear amazing things about. It's where Beth Daniel grew up playing, and it's a spectacular place. And I think we're seeing for both the regular Women's Open and the Senior Women's Open, the USGA is really committed to bringing these championships to quality golf course. The first Senior Women's Open last year was the Chicago Golf Club, one of the five founding members of the USGA. It was a spectacular golf course. And then there's this place this year, and then Country Club of Charleston. Those are just world-class golf courses.
Beautiful. Ron Syrak, thank you so much. I look forward to talking with you when you're at the U.S. Women's Open.
I'll talk you down the road, Dan.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We're Aloha. Here at the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, and on location, we've got, it's a beautiful day for a walk on a beautiful golf course and follow these wonderful young ladies right now at the top of the leaderboard, Ariki Kanihara and Himeno Tsutsumi, tied with Maya McDonald, and I believe she just got back from States where she came out on top. We've got Kayla Baladad, Anna Murata, she won in 95, 97, and one more time in the 90s, and I'm hoping that she'll be able to join us in the clubhouse. She's tied with Heather McGinnis, Kami Hamada. We've got Nicole Nita, Shayna Liu, Yuka Nihi, Hunter Logan Kobayashi, Casey Masuda's in there, Alana Sakuma. You know the names. They're all here at the Jenny K, and we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth-as-glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Mackay side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
I also want to give out a shout-out to Jeannie Puck and Mira Han and Mira Jang and Pua Daniels and Yuko Abergas. Jeannie is number one in the A flight right now, and we've got four tied for second. In the B flight, Kyung Omura is leading by one stroke over Leah Han, and one stroke behind Leah is Vivian Sasaki, and they're in the B flight. And in the C flight, we have Tanya Watamo and Shizuki Tamagawa and Sunny Sun Kim. So we've got a lot of contenders out here. The D flight, Lisa Lee and Sun Adachi and Connie Batch with Maureen Sapienza, they're at the top. And yes, the E flight, Christina Brown, Joyce Aiton, Renee Church, Barbara Schroeder, Bev Spalding, and Kiko Renoir are all here playing this fabulous game of golf and having a wonderful time. This is a tournament, the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, the 69th playing of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. Natsumi Nakanishi, she was the two-time winner. She turned pro last year. So we don't have a defending champion. But we have a champion who's been playing this Jenny K for a while. If I'm not mistaken, I think Anna Murata just sat down. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Just one moment, please. Yeah, will you please introduce? We have right now, thank you very much, Pua Daniels. in the A flight. Welcome into the clubhouse, Pua. Thank you so much for being in here, for coming all the way up to the top here in the room. Pua.
Thank you, and aloha.
Aloha. Tell me, I mean, after the first day of playing, what's this course playing like?
It has always been a challenging course for me, and I'm sure for the entire field. But I love this course. I see the entire course in my mind when I go out there.
When you're strategizing, do you have the field in your mind? Let me just first ask you how many times have you played the Jenny King?
My first was in 1993.
So you know this course.
Yes, and I had the privilege with Papa Joe Spencer that just walked with me, showed me where to, you know, hit here, hit there, and then just took it from there.
So you've had a guideline to work with.
Yes, I have.
Any changes to this golf course?
Yeah, you know, I think Tutupele has really made all the ground just different, but the greens are different. You know, for my mistake, I should go up and walk the green because there's just different undulations on it. So, you know, if you don't know it, your ball's not going to go anyplace. You need to know.
This is a part of the Seth Rayner design with the turtleback greens.
Yes.
That, and if you're not right there, and the roll-off and the collection areas. Earlier we were talking about collection areas of the greens. You've got to get it in the right place.
Correct.
But for you to have that kind of experience here, do you find that you must have an advantage over the youngsters?
Youngsters, or they don't even, that doesn't bother them. They'll just charge everything and anything. For us older women, yeah, you need to, every shot in your bag you have to use, you know, or sometimes put it away that you don't use. But no, those young ones, nah, they're fearless.
They're fearless.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't that sometimes get them in trouble, though? That...
Yes, but you know, it doesn't bother them. They can scramble, you know, and you need to scramble.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yes.
How often do you play?
I come here once a year, but I play on the Big Island up at on the Volcano Golf Course.
You play Volcano?
Yes.
Do you know that every week on this show, I always give the tee times for Volcano Golf Course?
Oh, how nice.
And I mention what the temperature is.
Oh, yeah.
And I always love it. It's like 53 degrees when it's,
yeah,
I don't know, 76 here. And I'm thinking, oh, if I only were at Volcano Golf Course. And did you play, perchance, when the volcano was erupting?
Yes, I was there when that 30,000-foot plume went off. Yeah, and we were on the 10th tee, you know, and it was in back of us because we're like 5 miles away from Halemaumau.
Yes, but we saw this picture. Did you see that picture?
Oh, yes.
Yes, the picture. You could see this plume that was just bursting in the air, and we saw the golfers standing there.
Yeah. They were my buddies, and we call ourselves the hackers. They're great hackers. They're good golfers, but they were there.
They were there.
Yeah.
That is something else. So what time is your tee time?
8:03.
And Pua, what do you do to get prepared for a round of golf? How do you eat? Do you eat first?
I always do.
Yeah.
And just slow down my temperament, you know, just calm.
Breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little meditation maybe, a little thinking. Just walking, I would be tempted just to walk a little bit on the golf course just to feel it, feel the earth.
Yeah, and a small pulley, so.
Yeah. Please let my ball roll the way I need it to roll.
Yeah.
Oh, so wonderful. Poor Daniel, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Being on the show with me this morning. A real pleasure talking with you, and may you hit the sweet spot every time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Aloha. Uh-huh.
Okay, that's just wonderful. One of the many wonderful people who are playing this year in the Jenny K Invitational, and I am so pleased to have met Pua, because as I was saying, I certainly love the Volcano Golf Course. I hope you guys are listening, as I hear that you often do. So we'll take a real quick break. We're going to come back with Gary Haney. Gary Haney is with the Hawaii State Golf Association. We're also speaking with Mona Parker, Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division Chair, and the person who is going to tell us about something very special. You heard about the merit scholarship that were being given to young players in the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational last couple of years. Things have switched up just a little bit, and I think it's a really good idea on their part. Makes this this event available to a whole lot more young ladies who'd like to play in a very challenging tournament environment. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
Cut it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment helps you get it done with our Christmas and year-end warehouse blowout sale. Honda EB and EU 2800 generators for $9.99. EU 3000, $21.99. Echo, chainsaws starting at $1.99. And we throw in the chain. Maruyama and Echo Weed Eaters starting at $2.99. Husqvarna Model S at closeout pricing. Aloha Power Equipment in both Sand Island and Waipahu. Your landscape is growing.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, we were just talking with Pua Daniels. She's tied for second in the A flight with Mira Han, Mira Jang, and Yuko Abergas. Jeannie Pack is one stroke ahead. She's five over, and the others are six over. But that's not much, you know, in all things considered. When I've been listening to the coverage of the PGA Championship and Brooks Koepka being seven strokes ahead of the field, the superlatives just keep coming. It's like the man hasn't won yet. There's 36 holes of golf to play. Almost anything can happen in 36 holes of golf. Yes, he seems to have the PGA Championship and the U.S. Open layout down pat. It's like it's in his mind. When Pua says she can see the golf course, Brooks Koepka's got the golf course laid out in his mind. It almost doesn't matter what course that, and it's set up, he can play it for these major championships. And he even says, you know, I get bored at other events. This one, a major, gets me excited, and so I can play. Just interesting to watch and to see how people, but again, anything can happen. So being in the lead doesn't necessarily give you the championship at the end of the tournament. And all of these ladies know that. Many of these young women who are playing in our championship flight and in other flights, Alana Sakuna has been playing. Casey Masuda has been playing for a long time. I just think about the cost to their parents to keep them in the game, because it's something the kids love. And they know that over time, it'll really be a benefit. Golf is a wonderful game for children to play. It teaches them social skills that I don't think any other game teaches you. And I'm talking with Mona Parker, Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division Chair. I was talking about the scholarships that we were get, they were asked to write something about. I think we might have somebody on from the pro shop. Hello?
Yes.
Somebody down at the pro shop? One of our contenders?
Yes, we have a young lady from the Big Island, Kaylee Oakey, in the championship flight. She scored 78 yesterday, and here she is with us.
Kaylee Oakey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Kaylee. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was just talking to Pua Daniels, who is also on the Big Island. What is it like coming to the Big Island and now competing in this tournament? For you, there's travel, there's spending time in a different place, getting ready for the event. How are you doing?
Oh, it's really fun. It's a great experience.
It is a great experience. Where do you usually play?
Well, I practice at Hilo Muni, but I play on Waikoloa side a lot.
On the Waikoloa side, of course. A lot of championship golf is played in Waikoloa. The Hilo Muni is very tree-lined. And I suppose there's something about Mid-Pacific Country Club that could make you feel a little bit like the Hilo Muni.
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you like about Mid-Pacific Country Club?
I like the greens.
You like the greens. Tell
yeah.
us why you like the greens.
They're very pure, and it's nice to put on well-kept greens.
You know, I'm going to tell Jason Amoy when he comes up. He's a superintendent of golf, and most people are very upset with Jason about how he keeps the green fast and strong, but you like the pureness of them. That's a beautiful way of putting it. What school do you go to?
I go to Waikia High School.
And what do you want to do with the game of golf? What are your goals? I think did we lose you? I think we've lost the connection with the pro shop, no? Okay. Kaylee, are you still there? Okay, Kaylee Oakey, wishing you all the best. Kaylee is tied for 11th, and we have Kaylee and Casey Masuda and Jaeyoung Park and Hunter Logan Kobayashi all in that spot. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what the scholarships have turned into here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Mona, when you've decided to change from the scholarships to a different way of providing a scholarship.
Gave out 12 scholarships. So this year when we started talking about Jenny Case Scholarship, we decided we wanted to give to more girls. So initially we had planned to subsidize their tournament fee. I believe it's $225 by $75. But the members, the sponsors responded so well that we were able to subsidize twice that amount, $150
so
to each player, every junior.
All the juniors?
In the tournament, yes.
Wow. So all the junior golfers playing in the tournament are getting a $150 reduction in the cost?
Yes.
Of the tournament entry fee. What is the fee to play?
$225.
And $225 going into summer during a period when we've got prom
right.
and all other kinds of expenses for parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge, and speaking of the sponsors, About Face Hawaii, Bachi Bistro, Caring for Hawaii Neonates, Pat Hiyamura, Sunday Family Golf Group, VSM LLC, and of course, Daughters of Hawaii, Nahoku, Nan'ing Quality Air Conditioning and Service, Ten Buck Club, and Yokoi Foundation. Awesome. Thank you so much for making it possible for so many of our junior golfers to be able to play in the tournament, the Jenny Kay Invitational, the 69th playing here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Aurora Ka'ava is joining us. You're in the D flight. Aurora, thank you so much for being in the clubhouse with us.
Thank you. I heard you on the radio on the way driving down here, and I was like, oh man, I got to meet that lady. I hear her all the time, you know. Just a big fan, and there you are.
Hi.
Aloha. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How long have you been playing golf? You're at Olamana? I'm looking at your shirt.
No, I am. I'm actually a birthday present from a friend from Olamana.
That's nice. That's
but I like the red.
I do too.
I got the tiger look going today. And my Hawaiian socks.
You're perfect. I'm just adjusting your microphone. phone, so you're speaking right perfectly.
Okay.
Now, when did you start playing?
This is probably my fifth year.
In the Jenny K Invitational?
Correct, yes.
Wow, why did you decide to get competitive?
Because my friends are playing.
Your friends?
I thought, you know, what the heck, I got the extra buck, so I'll, you know, try a three-day tournament and see what that's like.
And what was it like?
Well, my first year, I think, was very terrifying. But, you know, and then it gets you know, tired, you know, coming out. I live in Makakilo.
Oh.
So, yeah, girl. You know. Listening to you on the traffic.
Yes, fortunately, sure. At this hour, there is none, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Very enjoyed my drive this morning.
Where do you practice? Where do you play?
I play with Hawaiian girls, and it's you have to be Hawaiian.
Shout out.
Hawaiian Girls Golf Club. And so I play with that, and I'm the president this year.
Oh, cool.
So it's a really good club.
Do you have a home course?
I do. Makalena Women's Golf Course.
The Makalena Women's Golf Course.
On Wednesdays.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And now, is there a practice day? Do you come out to Mid-Pacific Country Club to be able to kind of get a feel for the place?
They do. They give you one day. And luckily, I got to go on a Wednesday playing with a friend from Hilo. And so that gave me a little.
That wasn't Pua, right?
Yes, that was Pua. Hello, Pua. Along with Kukai and another friend that belongs here, Heidi Hole.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Great time. Now we just had a lovely young lady on, and she said she loves the greens here at Mid-Pacific Country Club because they're so pure.
Mm-hmm.
We don't often hear people say they love the greens because they're tricky. But what's your favorite part of this course?
My drive.
You're being able to get
just open her up.
Yeah.
and then you just kind of cross your fingers and keep your head down and swing through, and you know it gets there.
And it gets there. Yeah.
And
get some roll because of the way the ground is here. You do get the roll.
It was great. We had a little downpour yesterday.
Uh huh.
And so I was on the 13th. Tee and leaning over, and it was just like running, and I had my Jenny K jacket that they gave us the other year, the black one, you know, and so it's very water repellent, and so just, you know,
I just ran right off you.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Thank you, Jenny K, for the jacket.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So good. So how do you prepare next for this round of golf today, day two?
Keep my head down, swing through. Don't move on my putt.
Okay. All right. Well, we may you hit the sweet spot every time. And have a great round today at Jenny K.
Pleasure meeting you. Aloha.
Aurora. Thank you so much for coming all the way up here.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
My pleasure. I had to conceive. That's it. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth as glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Mackay side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
Cut it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment helps you get it done with our Christmas and year-end warehouse blowout sale. Honda EB and EU 2800 generators for $9.99. EU 3000, $21.99. Echo, chainsaws starting at $1.99. And we throw in the chain. Maruyama and Echo Weed Eaters starting at $2.99. Husqvarna Model S at closeout pricing. Aloha Power Equipment at both Sand Island and Waipahu. Your landscape is growing. It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold,
mud or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. We are at the 69th playing of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. And I'm sitting here now with Mona. Mona Parker is the Women's Division Chair. And the Bobby Senia is actually the Jenny K. Chair. And she's out on the course playing. And she loves playing, doesn't she?
She does. She's a great competitor.
She's, and you know, some of us, it's not in my bones to compete. I'm like a cheerleader. When I'm on the golf course, I'll hit my ball and do all that, but I'm really excited if somebody makes a putt. I'm just silly about it. And I don't have that killer instinct, that drive, but you don't have to have it. You know, we're talking about people who are, when you're playing a round of golf, in my mind, it's not what other people are doing. When you're in competition, you're really competing against the golf course, and you're competing within yourself to do the best you can to make the lowest number getting into the hole, and keeping yourself within yourself so that you don't overreact. And therein lies the rub for Danielle, because of my tendency to be so exuberant about things, I also tend to be a little bit hard on myself when things don't go right. And that's where you really have to rein yourself in. Just a little something to think about when you're on the golf course. It's not you all by yourself having those kinds of overreacting moments. Gary Haney is our Hawaii State Golf Association Rules Chairman. And Gary, welcome into the clubhouse. And I just need to get my mic set here. I'm sorry, I didn't have the right mic on. There we go. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, thank you very much.
this is different from the Mid-Pack Open. You're not playing.
Not in this one. I have to put my kilt on, I guess.
But Gary was going to be on the show at the Mid-Pack Open. He said, well, you know, I am playing. If I miss the cut, of course, I wanted you to be able to go all the way. And indeed, you made the cut, and so you went on for a Saturday, and did you go all the way through Sunday?
Yes, I played Sunday, badly. Yes.
Well, you played.
I played well Saturday, but not Sunday.
Yeah. Okay, but you had a good time.
Yeah, I did indeed.
Now, when we look at the way the men, and I've got to ask Jason this question, what do you notice that's different for the women, the setup?
Yeah, actually, the setup is pretty similar. The rough might not be quite as high, but the greens are quick out there. I've noticed that. They're always quick, of course, for the Mid-Pack Open. But I believe, from what I'm seeing, they're just as quick, or within 6 inches of what they are for the Mid-Pack Open.
Wow.
Which is quick.
It's quick. It is quick. And I love what our young friend from Hilo said, that she thought the greens were so pure to be able to play on greens that are so well kept. And that's such a huge kudos to Jason Amoy and the entire crew here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, the superintendent and all the guys who work for him. So any rules, let me start by asking you, since 2019 started and we have all these new rules, is it easier for you to be an official?
There's a lot of learning going on around the entire society, you know, that we have. Along those lines, we're trying to teach a lot. We put on a number of seminars across the state with the Hawaii State Golf Association. We've just introduced a blog last night. We posted our first video to it. Out here, we took a video on the sixth hole. It shows where there's a roundabout, and there's the planted area inside the roundabout is part of the golf course. Most courses have that, a no-play zone, because they're flowers or whatever.
Yes.
And here they play that as a part of the general area, which means if you take relief from the cart path, you have to drop it inside that. Well, you're looking at stuff that's 2.5 feet deep, and it's impossible to get a club through it. So this is a case where relief is no relief whatsoever, taking relief from the cart path. So you either play it or you declare an unplayable lie. And that's what the video we shot and that we posted it last night showed.
Where can we find that?
It's on hsgarules.com. hsgarules.com. Excellent, excellent. And so that's your first video. How often are you going to post it?
We're going to update at least weekly. We're open to questions. People have, if they want suggestions on what to put in, we're more than happy to have that.
So you have a comment section there too.
Absolutely.
Excellent. That's a great idea, because I always think about the simplistic ones, you know, like flag in, flag out. Do you think that's making it faster?
It is if everybody does it kind of the same way. If everybody plays, takes the flag out, and you go through, it's fine. Or if everybody leaves it in. What takes time is if one player A wants it in, and player B wants it out, and player C wants it in, and player D wants it out. You know, so that takes a little bit of time. But it's fantastic for if somebody's in a bunker and they're raking the bunker and you're putting with a flag in, you can continue on if that's what you want to do.
And that would be called Ready Golf.
Yes, and I'm a great fan of Ready Golf, and USGA is pushing it hard now, too. So as long as it's safe in front of you, you're not hitting into anybody, and you're not disturbing anybody else's ability to play, hit it. Go for it.
So again, you just turned somebody's head right upside down when you said that, right? So I'm on the green, and I can putt with the flag in or the flag out, and somebody's in the bunker. I can go ahead and play it, and then they play there from the bunker. It doesn't matter.
Or they're raking the bunker while they've already played their shot. Usually that's what happens.
So an away ball is still an away ball.
Yes, but in stroke play, there's never been a penalty for playing out of turn. In match play, it's a bit of an issue because, of course, they can recall your shot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's no advantage to playing out of turn or playing first unless you have, hey, Joe, you're still looking at your club and I'm ready to play. Do you mind if I play? And they say, go ahead. Then they waive their right to recall the shot. But in stroke play, there is no, there's no way they can recall a shot. You just play as long as, and that way you keep the pace of play moving very, very nicely.
Very nicely, yes. I mean, when we watch on television, what we don't realize is I follow on Twitter. I'm at the golf club. But I follow lots of different people that I want information from. I've never had a bad experience with Twitter. It's who you follow if you choose. You don't. It's just an information source. So as I'm reading about what the pace of play is like for the PGA Championship, one comment was, it's backed up like a zoo on number three or whatever hole it is. So we don't see that because they have so many different cameras on so many different locations. And what they're doing is, you're just seeing the action as it comes, you know, and we don't realize it's taking them 5 hours or more to play a round of golf on the PGA Tour, and you don't want to emulate that.
No, I had the pleasure of walking the Bethpage Black Course 5 years ago. I was up there, and I was a 5 handicap at the time, and I managed to squeeze out a 96 on that golf course walking and carrying my bag. You talk about a major challenge. It is. And the third hole is a tough par three. There's a lot of tons of hard holes on that golf course. And looking at it, I hardly recognized it from the time that I played it because I was up there when the leaves were all changing. And it's all brilliant green now. And when I was up there, the grass was a little bit drier and the leaves were all turning. It was a whole different world up there.
So can I ask you, what do you think of Brooks Koepka playing the way he's playing?
He's right now a world apart.
He's a world apart.
He really is. He's like, I hate to say this, but like Tiger in 2000.
Yeah.
Know?
Well, he is like Tiger in 2000 when it comes to scoring. What's interesting about watching him play is it's as though he is playing the same as he always plays a major championship. It's like he's figured out how they're going to set it up. And that is in, he knows exactly what to do for these major championships.
And he can hit it where he wants to hit it. And he can hit the spots that he has to hit. And that's how you score.
It's exactly right. Yeah.
Just like this course.
Just like this course. In fact, we're going to find out what that's all about because Casey Masuda has joined us from UH and in championship flight, of course. Welcome into the clubhouse. It's so nice to have you here, Casey.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So from you, how often have you played the Jenny K Invitational?
This will be, I think, like my fourth or fifth time playing.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been playing here a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You've been playing golf since you were...
four.
And now you're at UH. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go from there?
Afterwards, I want to go to physical therapy school.
Physical therapy school.
But I have one more semester, so.
That's okay. So you are going to work in sports physical therapy?
Mm-hmm.
So getting people back in. Have you had any experiences with your own body having to recover from something?
Not too much. At least during season, I never really had any injuries, but now that I'm getting older, obviously,
wrist.
Like, yeah, some wrist injuries, but it's very minor, so.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I just, I think of Michelle Wee, having had all the different things that she's had to experience, and recovery is so important, and giving yourself a lot of time to actually heal, because we get so impatient with our bodies,
mm-hmm.
and just want to go. When you're a physical therapist with somebody, what are you going to tell them when they want to go and you got to say, you got to stop?
Well, the best thing to do is, always be stretching, Like, that prevents a lot of injuries, and that's something I tend not to do myself, so that's why things like this happen. But, your body needs a lot of time to recover, even if you think, you're okay and everything is feeling good, you should give it that extra time.
Just a little extra time, mm-hmm. even because the normal stuff we do on the everyday has nothing to do when you put in, I think, the tension of competition or the tension of expectation. That is a whole nother element to the muscles,
mm-hmm.
and just the whole part of the body. So let's get to your game.
Okay.
What's your favorite part?
I would say my short game.
Short game.
Yeah.
Do you like the greens here?
I do.
You do?
It's a lot like what we compete on during, in college. So, the greens are very fast-paced, a lot of break. But obviously a lot of courses here in Hawaii, they're kind of slow, so it's hard to get used to that. So when I get to play here, it kind of just reminds me of college golf.
College golf. Mm-hmm. And so as you're traveling on the circuit for college golf, what are the challenges for you?
Obviously, the landscapes are way different than it is here. So when I get to travel to the mainland, it's just such a great experience to play on their courses and, just get a feel of how the layout is.
And the food. See, for me, it's all about food.
I love the food in Hawaii. That's all I can say.
I want to pack my own stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's great. It's grand. As you are working your way up the leaderboard here, what is your strategy for the second day?
Make fewer mistakes. I felt like yesterday was a little rough for me, especially on one of the holes. I kind of struggled there. Just fewer mistakes and one shot at a time, just don't worry about score. Just have fun.
Yes, that's so true. And just it's your game,
mm-hmm.
and if you're not paying attention to anybody else, it's your game, and you're just because if my memory serves, you have come in second twice.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's time for us to see Casey.
I know. I'm waiting.
Waiting.
Be patient.
To push through it all.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
Well, my dad has helped me a lot. Definitely, he's been there for me ever since I started golf. He got me into golf.
When you were with your dad when you were four, what did you do? Did you, help him? Did you go with him to the golf course?
Well, both sides of my family play golf, so it was just only natural that I also golf.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I was just kind of born into it, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. I could just see a little Casey at four trying to, do something for Dad on the golf course, get a golf ball for him or something. It's a real pleasure to meet you, with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Aloha. May you hit the sweet spot every time.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and let me take care of something. I think we're going to have to do it right after we come back. No, we can't. Here we go. KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Remember when your car rolled off the showroom floor? Get that smooth as glass look and more at Detail Boulevard with a ceramic coating. Bring back or keep the shine. It keeps dirt from sticking and protects your car from the sun. 1351 South Baratania, just past KAMOKU on the Makai side. We also do expert detailing and custom tinting. Detail Boulevard helps keep your ride smiling. You can even make an appointment online at detailblvd.com. Detail Boulevard, exceptional service.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we're back. This is the 69th playing of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. And with me right now is the Women's Division Chair. The Women's Division, how many committees make up the Women's Division as you put together this event over the year?
We have 22 committee members.
22 committee members. Mm-hmm. And do the committee members bring together people to help in different, like the yes. flowers, because everything you do here brings, as I said at the top of the show, you bring the history of the tournament into today. So there is Hawaiiana around us at all times. There's that sense of community and flowers, just the Hawaii style. What do you do? How do you do that?
We on Thursday, we decorate. We have 22 committee members, so we have a decoration committee. So the members bring in flowers, tropicals, on Wednesday. Thursday, we get a group of volunteers with the women's division, the women's volunteer, to do the flower arrangements in the clubhouse and on the course.
On the course, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that wherever you go, there is something tasty to mm-hmm. see. It's beautiful, just that feeling of aloha.
And I've been a member here about 20 years. And when I first joined, I volunteered for the Jenny K. And the members, I don't know if you've noticed, but on opening day, we all have haku.
Haku on, yes.
And we used to make the haku. So someone, we didn't gather the flowers, but volunteers gathered flowers that we'd meet in the clubhouse, and we all made our haku. They weren't as pretty as they are today. I mean, everyone's was different. But that was part of the tradition.
Yes.
And
of you who don't know what a haku lei is like a headband made of flowers. And they're beautiful. It's like a crown that sits on your head, and it's when you said it's individual, because each one of you made your own, and today it's very done professionally. So there's more.
Right.
Yes. It's more even.
Yeah, it's more even. And so some of those members are no longer here. So and they taught us how to do the haku.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So we miss those old timers.
Yes, because they brought that tradition of flower mm-hmm.
arranging haku making into today. Well, we'll need to find somebody in the community that might like to volunteer to bring that back here to the Mid-Pacific Country Club, which is so gorgeous, and there's so many things. And the women's division also has lots of different tournaments. Being a member here at Mid-Pacific Country Club, the women's division gets together on regulars, different, like a girlfriend of mine, he's a member here, and AT.
AT Palmer.
Yes.
Oh.
So, you know, AT is always on Tuesday, or she's here on such and such a day. Different days are different things for the different golfers.
We have 100 members. But about 65 are active members. They play weekly on Tuesdays. And AT is one of our out-of-town members. She comes here a couple months a year. And but she's very active when she's here.
Yeah. She loves the game.
But we have a weekly game. This past week, the game was 16 of 8, so we throw out two holes. And you get to subtract your entire handicap. I still didn't win.
That's the way to do it.
Yes. So every week we have a game. Once a month we have the ace competition, low net, and we just added a low gross winner.
Wow.
This year. So that's a monthly ace, and then at the end of the year we play for Ace of Aces.
I love it. What is the Ace of Aces? Tell us a little bit about it.
The 12 ace winners for the year compete for the yearly.
And what is the ace of the aces get?
A medal.
A
gold medal.
No less.
Well, and, you know, I don't think I won it once a long time ago, and I got the ace medal, Ace of Aces medal, but nowadays it's so expensive that if you win it, we offer it to the winner. If you want to pay for it, you can have it.
Well, we have to think rationally now, don't we?
Yes.
Only have so much. We have a wonderful contender joining us, and she's wearing a Mid-Pacific Open hat. I love it. I'm just checking. Eunice Han. Oh, Han? Yes, okay, good. I'm so glad. She's so quick to tell me the correct thing. That's exactly what she should do. Eunice, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you.
It's absolutely fabulous having you join us in on the Golf Club radio show. And just tell us, is this your first? How many times have you played the Mid-Pacific Country Club Jenny Kay Invitational?
This is my first time.
This is your first time. And where do you go to school?
Mid-Pacific.
You go to Mid-Pacific.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Mid-Pacific. Here we are at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. When did you start playing golf?
I picked up the club when I was 7.
7? And you are what grade now?
9th grade.
9th grade. So you have some experience. You're really good now.
I'm not really good, but I do have experience.
How many did you regularly compete? Is this one of your first major competitions?
For the major competitions, but I did compete in tournaments when I was 9, but I haven't been really into golf since I was like 12, 13.
So, you know, that happens. You've been playing it since you were a little kid, and you want to become a big kid.
Yeah.
What brought you back to the game?
I was into, like, swimming. But then I realized it wasn't really, like, the sport for me. And I was really into golf. So I decided to drop swimming, and I decided to play more golf, mainly because, like, it helps you with your mental game, and it helps you, like, get closer with others, but it also helps you figure out who you really are and how you can, like, improve yourself and your game.
You're absolutely right. That's very good. That's very insightful in a very concise way. You expressed it. And golf will get you everywhere. Into all social settings, into all business opportunities.
Yeah.
You meet people, they become friends after a round of golf. All of a sudden, you've bonded with people that you'd not normally get a chance to meet or spend any time with.
Mm-hmm.
So you're absolutely, it's a fabulous decision. And if you're going to be one sport is pretty much, and golf is year-round. Have you lived in Hawaii your whole life?
Yes.
Yes. So you know that we can play all year round. Where do you want to go to school?
I am not entirely sure. Like, I am really interested in a school that would help me with, like, film and photography. So possibly USC or, like, Seattle University around, like, the West Coast.
Yeah. And keep your game going during college? Yeah. Right on. That's great. Do you want to maybe even go into professional golf if that opened up?
For now, I would just like to focus on getting a scholarship. But if I do have the chance to become pro, I would definitely take it.
Yeah, take it. Absolutely. So that's a great idea for anyone who's listening who has a friend or family member who's in the game. And golf can provide wonderful collegiate opportunities. Again, the people that you meet in the game will become lifelong friends and connections to the next step. Eunice Han is playing in the championship flight. How do you plan to take this round on today? What strategy do you have?
My short game. If I can improve my short game, I would definitely shoot lower than yesterday.
Okay. Don't think about yesterday. Today's new. It's a whole new day. It's brand new.
What I tell myself is that your drivers can't get your birdies. You can't get your birdies from, like, hitting your driver really good or bad. It's all about, like, the short game and how well you can, like, come up to it. If you do hit a bad drive, you can always save, like, with a birdie or par with, like, your short game.
Yes, absolutely. That's the whole thing. Do you like the real... this is a question I've asked everybody. How do you like the greens?
It's really fast.
It's really fast. Now, what I want to say is Gary Haney is right here, and he goes out in the world and measures the speed of greens. That's part of the thing he does for the Hawaii State Golf Association. And Gary, what are the normal greens running at, sort of kind of like in general in Hawaii?
Well, the resort courses are all set at about 9 or maybe a little under.
Under 9 or under, okay.
And the public courses are a little bit less than that. The private courses range anywhere up. The Alawai standard is 12. They slow them down for the Sony Open because they want them at 11.5.
Wild Eye is really fast. Okay.
Some of the other courses I mentioned off air that we just went and re-rated Ironwood Hills on Molokai with an all-volunteer workforce. They said, we were there last Thursday, they said, when did you last mow the greens? I think it was last Tuesday, you know. They stimped at 6.
Six on the centimeter. So we've got 11 at Wailea, 6 at Ironwood. Alawai is around 9, maybe?
Yes. Yeah. Alawai runs about 9, 8.5.
Okay.
Most all the public courses and resort courses run right at that.
Okay. And so this is going at 11?
Probably 11.5 today, I would guess.
So when you go out there, Eunice, and you're playing, know that you have to hit it just a little bit softer. That may be why you find yourself going. Are you going past the hole?
Sometimes.
Yes, that's the reason why. Most of our greens run much slower than you'll find them running here. That's just the way it is. Eunice, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
May you hit the sweet spot every time.
Thank you.
All of your clubs, okay? Okay.
Thank you
very much. And Mona has something she wanted to say.
I wanted to add that Eunice's mother is also playing in the tournament.
Your mom is playing? Oh, my God.
She's a very good golfer.
So who's winning?
My mom.
Put that out of your mind. Eunice, you can have an awesome day. Thanks so much for being with us. Aloha. Okay, now we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power
power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded.
We'll handle all the restoration for you.
Oahu Extraction.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative! Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Ah, here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back into the clubhouse. It's the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational 2019, the 69th playing of this fabulous tournament. And we were just talking with Eunice Han, and she's in the championship flight. And, you know, I didn't want to say this while she was sitting here because she shot an 85. And Mom, I found out, is in the A flight. And Mom shot a 78, and she's tied for second. And congratulations to the Han family and Myra for having such a terrific score. It's just wonderful. All the different, you see, someone in ninth grade is competing in the same tournament as Mom is competing in. And we've been talking with Gary Haney from the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and Mona Parker, the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division Chair, and everybody who's coming in about what they thought of the golf course, how it's playing, and what do they think of the greens. That was my question today for most of the people here. So in the clubhouse comes our very own Superintendent of Golf, Jason Amoy. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jason.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. So it was eye-opening for the young Eunice to hear about the different stimp readings that Gary catches when he goes out to get the stimps on all these different golf courses. What do you think? What do you think? What are you running the greens at?
This morning they're 10 and a half.
So we overestimated at 11, so not quite an 11 then.
Yeah, for this tournament, we typically don't get it up to 11. For our architecture, the slopes around the greens, 11's a little quick for this tournament.
Okay, so that's part of the, we were also talking about a Tillinghast golf course earlier, a Donald Ross golf course earlier, and here we have a Seth Rayner course. The greens for these, the golden age of architecture, what was the trick to making the greens so difficult getting to them or staying on them?
I think, you know, back when they designed these courses, really, they didn't have the technology of manicuring the greens that we do today. And so when you look at, like, for instance, here, you know, this architecture, while it's the same, it's a Seth Rayner design as well, you see a lot of pushed-up greens. And over the years with top dressing, the greens have actually gotten higher. And so the raised-up effect of the architecture is actually more accentuated by the addition of sand over the top of these greens. And with modern-day technology, we're allowed to groom the grass, mow the grass a lot shorter, and so they putt a lot quicker, they receive the ball a lot firmer. And so this architecture all of a sudden is becomes something it wasn't necessarily intended to be, where the greens putted six, like Ironwood putts a six. back in, you know, the 30s, 40s, 50s, they probably were putting at 6. But now they're putting at 10, 11, 12, and they're even higher. And so the fall off is even steeper. It makes it just that much more difficult.
So Ross Tillinghast and Rainer are probably rolling over in their graves going, what are you doing to these poor people?
Yeah, either that or they're going, only if we had what you have today, we could have done wonders.
You know, Bua Daniels was in earlier, and I said, what is it about the course? She goes, it seems to be changing all the time. She's been playing here since the 90s, and she was talking about the earth sort of rising up or differences. That may be in part because of that top dressing you're talking about.
Yeah, that's true around the greens, but that's also very true, and perhaps it's very perceptive on her part through the fairways. We do have, you know, a lot of places on this golf course, expansive clay, where it shrinks and swells as the weather goes through. When it's rainy, the ground will literally swell up. And during the summer months when it's dry, it'll shrink and it will actually crack. To the point where it could literally swallow a golf ball. I've seen cracks that big. Yeah. And so when you have this constant expansion and shrinking, she's right. The course does move.
It's okay, so Gary, question for the rules official. My ball is in this crack inside the ground. It has been swallowed by the golf course. What's my option here? Ooh, excuse me. Here, got to get you on there.
You're going to get free relief because it's an abnormal course condition.
Abnormal course condition. So I get free relief. Where do I drop it? Anywhere I want to?
You're going to find the nearest point of relief as a reference point, and then you're going to get one club length and no nearer the hole than that.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And you're going to drop it from knee height.
Has anybody gotten used to that yet?
I think so. I think people are getting more used to it all the time. I had myself have dropped twice from shoulder height and caught myself.
Did you catch yourself?
Yeah. As long as you don't play a stroke, you can fix the error and drop it from knee height. You're fine.
Yeah.
I've noticed nothing from the PGA Tour lately ever since, there's enough swelling. I think it should be shoulder height, anywhere between shoulder height and knee height.
I think after Ricky Fowler did, I think somebody said, this is enough, people. This is silly. You guys are being childish, and it's time for you to just accept we don't drop it over our backs anymore. We're not doing it from our shoulder anymore. We're just doing all, you know, what does it take? From your knee. Okay.
Right.
So, and there we have it. Now, when it, did it rain? I hear it rained hard yesterday afternoon.
It did, rather briefly, though, 5-10 minutes of rain. We had like about a tenth of an inch.
Oh, and yeah. And then when I came across the cold out from Honolulu here, and I was like, wow, what's it going to be like? It seems, does this course just suck it up?
Well, in preparation for a tournament, typically we will allow the course to dry up a bit. And so if there is that occasional tenth of an inch of rain coming through, the course can absorb it rather quickly and not adversely, you know, change the conditions of play for the day.
You've got the clay sucking it up.
Right. Big cracks.
The big cracks. Fill in. That's marvelous. I did not know that. That's wonderful. To hear about what happened. Do you set up the course differently for the women than you do for the men?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what changes do you do?
Well, the biggest difference is the green speed, and especially for Jenny K, because they entertain flights all the way down to D and E.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that we can get people around the course comfortably. There is no cut. They're not playing for money, so we're not looking for that razor's edge, so to speak, of a test of golf.
So just playing this course is really the test.
Yeah, just playing the course. We back off on the green speeds. We also get a little more generous with our pin placement.
Yeah.
Obviously, nice. Distance, it becomes a factor. They do have two different sets of distance for the championship flight and the Acer E flight. Which is a good thing because, in my experience, distance really makes the difference in how a course plays, even for the men.
Yeah, and keeping the pace of play is important, too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want the people to come and have fun. Yeah, it's no fun when you go out there and you get beat up and you play for 6 hours. I can understand, and I've seen before people literally just walk off. It's not fun anymore.
Yeah, and you're here to have it. This is the 69th playing of the Jenny K Invitational, and I've been talking about flowers and, you know, the tradition that's come from those many years ago into the future with the changes that come with being in the future. So you're doing a fabulous job.
Thank you.
With the new technology, what have you added to the golf course?
Most recently, we've added 4 tees. Nationally, I think shortening up the golf courses that we have now, it tends to be a trend. It tends to include more people. As people don't hit the ball so far anymore, their swing speeds go down. It allows them to still enjoy, again, the golf course rather than just come out here and get beat up and then start taking bogeys and double bogeys on par fours. We're shortening it up, and people, excuse me, are now, again, putting for birdies. And for me, to watch that, and I know it's for them, too, it's fun to see.
It's fun to, yes, and it's fun to do. That's it. Okay, that's golf. And that's pretty much the show. I have 3 minutes left to thank the people who make this show possible. My sponsors, Jason Amoy, Superintendent of Golf here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Awesome. Always, I always learn something with you. And today it was all about clay. Gary Haney, thank you for updating us on rules. And we'll talk again soon, I hope. Thank you very much. And Mona Parker, thank you so much for being here for 90 minutes with me through all of our guests. You're a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, and I want to thank the people at Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsman, turning your project, your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project that you just can't seem to get right. Get them. They'll turn it into artwork, your artwork. It's called Futura Stone. Interlocking concrete pavers, AquaPave, on-site stormwater source control systems. It's all Futura Stone. Rainer Doors, provide lasting security and safety for your home, for your business. Rainer Doors. You can also increase the value of your home with a Rainer door. Make a major return on your investment. The number is 676-3667. Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, the sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home and it's left when the water's gone, call Oahu Extraction, 24/7, on-site in 90 minutes, 330-6212. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, 2 locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. I wonder who won the trip to Vegas last weekend. Okay, Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment and Creative Plumbing. Doesn't matter how large or small, whether it's a new build, a renovation, a repair, you want to redo the plumbing stack in your high rise? You need to bring your grease traps up to code. Hey, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. That would be Creative Plumbing. And Claude Russo, Master PGA Professional, Maui School of Golf, 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. You need a lesson with Claude Russo. If you'd like to hear the show again, you can always hear it as a podcast at RadioGolfClub.com. We're streaming live around the world. And aloha to all of you. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.